Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan,
what up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you, in the past, have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So
what did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that.
Right.
You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any. Right. Yeah.
All right. So, anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right, Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. Boom.
Did you watch the Usyk fight?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think about the alleged low blow?
That was not a low blow. He got very lucky because, yeah.
I mean, the guy should get a rematch, right?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, he didn't get up for a long time, and the referee kept telling him, yeah, 5 minutes, take all the time you need. You know, he was there for over 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he had, to me, lost that fight because of that.
Well, that's what, bro, you cannot find anybody on the internet that's not saying that. Like, everybody's saying this guy got lucky and stuff.
He got robbed.
I got lucky.
Yeah.
I bet on it. Okay, so I won, but I was like, look at that. I'm watching the replay. Like, okay, I hope I win this because, like, I'm getting lucky because, like, this guy, he just lost. He got knocked. He got knocked down and knocked out with a body shot. Like, he wouldn't have gotten up, you know?
Yep.
So that's, bro, the boxing can't get out of its own way. There's always there's more controversy in boxing finishes than there are in professional wrestling finishes, it seems like. Did you notice that?
You know, this is kind of funny. I know this boxing promoter / insider, and I was telling him, I go, Buck, man, you should get new judges, you know, because they're always fucking shit up. He goes, they're part of the game. So they know that, like, controversy, you know, to them, I guess, you know, is helpful. You know, like, you should fire all the judges. Why haven't you fired the judges? I guess for them, they use that to their benefit somehow. I don't know what it is, but yeah, he didn't seem to have any problem with it.
Right. It's kind of weird.
Your boy, Ronald Acuna, bro, he looks like he's going to be the first guy to ever have 60-30, right?
Easily.
He could probably finish with more than 70, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the last guy that had like over 70 was, I don't know if he was playing for the Yanks or the Red Sox at this time, Ellsbury. He had like over 70 over 10 years ago. Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's a really good series starting. Well, as we're recording this on Thursday, for the next 4 days, the Braves are at the Dodgers. Two of the hottest teams in baseball, Seattle be the other one, right? Bro, right.
Two
MVP candidates, you know, Cy Young candidates. The Braves could conceivably have five guys hit 30 or more homers this year. Like, they already broke their single season home run record, and they're leading the national. They're leading baseball in home runs and batting average.
And they may surpass the Minnesota Twins homer record, which they had in like 3 years ago, right? Or 4 years ago?
They'll easily beat it. I mean, unless they go in some drought. But the thing is, like, bro, with this team, your 7, 8, 9 hitters hit home runs. Like a decent amount. Like 20. You know, Eddie Rosario's got like 20 home runs. He's your number seven.
Yep. Seventh guy with 20 home runs or more.
And when they won the World Series, he was their hottest hitter. Like against the Dodgers series, I mean, this is gonna be a great series because the Dodgers are on fire. They're both very similar teams in that they clobber the ball. What's the guy's? How did I forget this guy's name? Who's the Mookie Betts is on.
Yeah, and
fire
the Dodgers
right now. Yeah,
and the Dodgers 1 and 2 hitters are ridiculous. Mookie Betts, and then guess who's after him? Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
Who actually has a higher average than Mookie Betts. And I don't think Mookie Betts, because as you know, he played for the Red Sox, I don't think he's ever hit 35 home runs, and he's got like 35 now.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you got Freddie Freeman hitting behind you.
Freddie's killing him.
Yeah, you got to throw some strikes. And when you're throwing, you got the first two hitters on the thing, you can't just start off walking guys. You know, they're going to get killed. I got something. This is interesting to me. Because I'm looking at I can't figure out how a team with this lineup is just pissed away their season. Okay, so San Diego has Kim at second base leading off. The guy's at 17 homers, 51 RBIs, 29 stolen bases. He's 280. Soto.
He's there. And let me just say one thing. And Kim, okay, has the highest batting average on the team.
Right.
Okay.
78.
And he's really good when there's two strikes. Like, he's one of the top guys. But go ahead.
I'm just looking at this lineup. Kim,
I know, it's ridiculous.
First. Soto bats second. He's batting .262 with 25 homers, 80 RBIs. Machado's batting .240, .250, 25 homers, 70 RBIs. Tatis is batting .263, 20 homers, 67 RBIs. And Bogarts is batting 259 with 15 homers and 45 RBIs and 13 stolen base. Bro, how can this team not? And they got Blake Snell, who's a Cy Young candidate. It's how ridiculous. Is this team?
Musgrove, before he got hurt, you got Hader. Bro, there's two things. All those guys you just mentioned are underperforming. They should all be hitting, all of them, minimum 290, minimum. Okay? That's number one. Number two, bro, you have no idea, including last night's game, how many games we've been in the lead and we end up losing, or how many one-run games we end up losing. And I think this is actually a statistics. We have not won one game this year in extra innings.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yep.
That's crazy. I mean, they can make one latch. If they can reel off like a 9 or 10 game winning streak.
Yeah, there's like 30 games left. Right. If they could win 20 of 30, they might do something. But it's depressing for me to watch that team every day, and I do, and see them give up leads. Yeah.
Right, because a couple of the wild card teams are the Giants in Arizona. And they're flat, how many games are behind the Giants? They're 7.5 games behind the Giants. They literally have a 4-game schedule series up against them at home here. Okay.
Right.
I think they obviously need to be all in every game. Like, they need to manage their ass off and stuff. And they they have to win these.
Or if not, they're done.
If you go 3-1, you're done. You have to beat this team 4 straight games and put some.
Right.
All of a sudden, there's a little pressure. You know, it's like this is it. This is their season, and I'm shocked that you look at these guys and
they've all underperformed. Disco. That's exactly what's happened.
But these are still, compared to most teams in the National League, these are still solid numbers. Like, a lot of the batting averages are way down
because they're losing a lot of one-run games. I just told you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques? Like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s.
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver. Because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha, available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100, get you 10% off, and to help support this show. That's LegacySubs.com, and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which... And boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit. Or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know. Get your supplements on Legacy Subs. Boom.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at golo.com. That's golo.com. Again, golo.com.
Yeah, and it looks like in the American League, bro, Seattle just had their best month in their history. And like,
yeah, Julio Rodriguez has had an incredible August. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be very interesting with the playoffs, because you're looking like there's about five teams that, well, maybe six teams that can win it all. Right, Baltimore, Seattle, and Houston in the American League. Okay, and you got the Braves, the Dodgers, and what's her name? Milwaukee looks hot right now. You know, so like,
oh, Milwaukee's hot, bro. They just finished losing to Chicago, which has also been on a roll.
But Milwaukee's not really built for the playoffs. The team to look out for is the Phillies, because they got a lot of swag. They got a hard, place to play in. You know, if you're a road team coming into Philadelphia, bro. But here's the thing. This is why I love the Braves this year. And this is for a team that's like this good. This stat is kind of crazy. They are, let me see here, MLB standing. Bro, the Braves are 44-22 at home and 43-23 on the road. It's like it's like wherever they play, home, bro, whatever, they win 2 out of 3 games. It's like they win, like on average, they win every series they play in every, like, whether they're home or away. You look at the Dodgers. At home, they're 46-21. Away, they're 37-28. So they're like, the Dodgers are a better home team. But, you know, if the Braves play the Dodgers, I'm just looking at that, and I'm thinking that the Braves obviously have a better chance of winning a road game at the Dodgers than the Dodgers do of winning a road game at the Braves. So if they end up playing each other, you know, I think I'm looking at the Braves to, like, you know, maybe do it. And I kind of feel bad because I liked when that Ellie De La Cruz came in. And, like, remember the first 3 weeks he was, like,
right, he was just killing it.
And now all of a sudden they just started losing again. Bro, there's 6 games back, and they're like 3 games back in the wild card.
After the All-Star game, they just started to.
Remember they had a stretch of 3 straight. The game before the All-Star break, they got shut out. The 2 games after the All-Star break, they got shut out. They got shut out for 3 straight games. They haven't been the same ever since. You know?
No, they haven't. And let me tell you one of the things. Yeah.
Go ahead.
One of the things about Acuña, and I don't know, as you know, they made the bases bigger. Right. And there's a limit on how many times that, you know, the pitcher can step off the rubber. And all of this was kind of intended to make stealing bases easier. And he's been taking advantage of that. But here's the great thing. He also hits for power, bro. And he also hits for average.
Right.
This guy's crazy.
Right. So we're next week.
And
go ahead.
And let me just say one thing. The O's. Bro, you should see how many people they have that haven't even come up to the main squad that are fucking studs. They're going to be good for a while. And this all started in like 2018, 19, 17, somewhere around there. I can't remember the exact same date when they sent Machado to the Dodgers. That's when they started to rebuild. And this is where we are now, bro. They got a real good young team. And I'm not going to mention the names because I don't even think you would know who they are. But they've got some studs in the minors.
Right. So college football starts this week, and we're going to do more of a comprehensive show next week to preview, because most of the top 10 teams.
Who does Georgia play?
Like Tennessee Martin or some. They play.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so Georgia's – so the AP preseason rankings have Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Ohio State 3. All these teams have cakewalks this week. And Alabama – cakewalk. There is an interesting game, though. This Sunday night, we have Sunday night football for Girt College. The week before the NFL starts, we also have Monday night football this week, which is interesting. But this week, number 5 LSU is playing number 8 Florida State in a neutral field in Orlando.
Oh, that's going to be great.
This is a very important game, because the team that wins this game, if you have 5 versus 8, after this week, you're going to have the winner of this game is going to be like in the top 5 or the mix for the national championship picture, because they win this first game, you know? And so I don't know, all these other teams should win. Like there's no other games that are in doubt, but that's going to be, you know, that's a big game to start off college football week here.
And the game's at Florida State.
Yeah. Well, it's in Orlando, which is basically going to be
a Well, that's close game, enough. You know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to talking to Conrad next week. And if we get Pat on too, are we going to be able to get Pat on next week, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to bury him. You know, he needs to be buried.
Yeah, he'll be buried.
It's been a long time
for the Yankees, for sure.
Yeah, because we haven't had him on since he's had a stroke, right?
Right.
That's right. Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, should I bury him for having a stroke? Or would that be too
100%. Yeah, no, I'd like that.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So now this is actually the favorite. We're getting into our favorite part of the year for sports, where college football and football are starting. It's the last month of baseball season, and like 5 to 6 weeks from now, when baseball starts, and we're had that first month done in the NFL, and college football is getting sorted out, bro. It's going to start really picking up. It's going to be fun to be talking sports this fall. So,
yeah, I can't wait to see that LSU game. That's going to be great.